The Osgood Files, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime, from anywhere. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Is another politician about to pay the price for pushing gun control? More after this from Charlie. After the Aurora, Colorado movie theater massacre last summer, State Senate President John Morse, a Democrat, pushed through a gun control bill. It outlawed the 100-round ammunition magazines that the killer used, and it required universal background checks, including private and online gun sales. But now, gun rights supporters have officially collected enough signatures to force a recall that could kick Senator Morse, who's a former police chief and a gun owner, out of office. It would be the first legislative recall ever in Colorado. The leader of the recall effort?
My message is that I am pro-choice on self-defense.
Conservative activist Laura Carno, a former banker who bought her first gun 25 years ago and has become a familiar face on television.
Don't you dare tell me how to best defend myself.
She spoke with CBS correspondent Barry Peterson.
What is it about the gun laws that has people upset?
Colorado is sort of a Wild West state, and we're accustomed to taking care of ourselves. To say, we will decide for you how you should best defend yourself. People don't take kindly to that.
You're going to fire Senator Morse.
Yes. You need to listen to me because you work for me. I got you hired and I can fire you.
Senator Morse says that he will defend his record. In fact, his supporters are already challenging some of the signatures on the recall petitions. But what he won't do is stop pushing for gun control.
Don't stop, no matter what.
Even if it costs you a political career.
It's costing me nothing, nothing compared to what these families are paying. Stand up and make sure this never happens to another family.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.